This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Banks play a crucial role in our economy by lending us money in the form of loans. But in some cases, we don't have to knock on the bank's doors when we need that loan. Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about how you can borrow money from your family members in the form of an intra-family loan and how this can be beneficial for the borrower as well as the lender on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Banks and other financial institutions play a wonderful, indispensable role in our economy. They're the intermediaries that most efficiently bring together large numbers of savers looking for a place to store their money and borrowers looking for money to spend that they don't presently have. Our economy could not do without banks. But that doesn't mean that you've got to use a bank every time for every transaction. There are a few occasions where getting rid of the middleman just kind of makes sense. Now, I'm thinking of a specific situation. Let's call them Joe and Jane Jones. The Jones have two car loans, $55,000 total loans between the two cars, and five maxed out credit cards totaling $45,000. They've got $100,000 in non-mortgage debt, paying interest rates from 5% to 21%. They pay about $2,250 a month to the debt monster. It is painful. Meanwhile, Joe's parents don't come to visit as much as they used to. It's not that they don't love Joe and Jane. They simply had to cut out all non-essential expenses, including travel. Joe's dad can remember when CDs that he had at the bank paid anywhere from 5 to 7%. That interest income paid for a lot of the fun extras in their lives. For now, they've had to tighten the belt, and travel has been one of the casualties of the low interest rate reality. No one quite remembers when the light bulb went off or whose bright idea it was, but one day someone realized that Joe and Jane were paying too much to the banks, and Joe's parents weren't getting enough from the banks. Maybe there was some way those two could get together. So with the help of their CPA, Joe and Jane arranged for what's called an intra-family loan from Joe's parents. Joe borrowed $100,000 from his dad and paid off both his car loans and all of his credit cards. His dad treated the loan just like he would a CD. It was a source of retirement income to him. But instead of getting the meager rates that the banks were paying, Joe was able to pay his dad 5% annualized interest. And since Joe's dad wanted to keep earning 5% on the entire amount, Joe only paid the interest on the loan for now. So Joe went from paying out $2,250 a month to less than $500 a month. Joe's dad, on the other hand, went from getting about $500 a year on his CD to getting nearly that much every month, over $400, from Joe. Now, Joe can save and invest the $2,000 a month that he was sending to the bank that he no longer has to send. If he just earns 3% on that money, he'll have $100,000 with which to pay back dad in about 4 or 5 years. But depending on what interest rates are doing, dad may not want his money back. Joe may be his best bet on earning higher than average yields on his former CD money. Now, it should be obvious that intrafamily loans rest on a bedrock of trust. If the borrower is irresponsible, this should never be done. The process should be formalized and legally binding with a note signed. It's a loan, not a gift. So this strategy is not for everyone. But for the right circumstances, excusing the middleman from the process may benefit everyone in the middle. Everyone in the family, that is. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.